There's been a lot of poll-taking and debate about the public's opinion of the Iraq War that indicates a split in the country, but that same split appears much less pronounced among military people. The Army's Fort Carson in Colorado sent 12,000 troops to the Middle East. Most of them are back home now. NPR's Jeff Brady talked with soldiers from the base and found widespread support for the war, but the reasons for that support may be more complicated than they first appear.
There are a lot of people in uniform walking into the King Soopers grocery store near Fort Carson, but Micah Krogstad is wearing civilian clothes. In his early 20s, with short hair and a barrel chest, you expect a strong grip when shaking his right hand, but it's very weak.
I was injured in Iraq October 31st, Halloween night, escorting a colonel and sergeant major.
Krogstad turns his arm to reveal several long red scars. Clearly, the injury was painful. Still, Krogstad says going to war in Iraq was the right thing to do, even considering all the casualties and how difficult the mission has been.
I knew that I wanted to be part of it. I knew I just couldn't sit it out, because it's kind of like being a kid on Christmas and not get to, you know, not get what you want, because you know everybody else is over there. And you want to be part of it.
Soldier after soldier interviewed for this story said the same thing. Charles Posada is in the Army Reserve. He says the controversy over whether President Bush was right to lead the nation into the Iraq War just doesn't exist among military personnel.
We do our job no matter what, okay? It's not our place to say what's right and what's wrong. Okay, we have a job to do and we're going to do it.
You have to talk to a lot of military people here before you find someone who's critical. John is an Army dentist. That's not his name. He wants to remain anonymous. He served in the Middle East and says he noticed a split in opinion between professionals in the military like him and soldiers on the front lines.
I really don't think that Bush was elected by the popular vote anyway, and then to have this happen for basically oil or whatever, and now it's just a huge mess. Putting people's lives at stake for basically oil. That's the way I see it.
Shelley McDermott is a professor with the Pentagon-funded Military Family Research Institute at Purdue University. She says those closest to the fighting often support the mission the strongest.
There's nothing like having your life threatened to sort of snap things into focus somehow.
Steve Robinson with the National Gulf War Resource Center in Maryland says that also is the product of very careful training.
There is a lot of indoctrination in the infantry and in the special forces, a belief system that you're serving at the tip of the spear of democracy and that when a president decides a policy, you're implementing it.
In addition, Professor McDermott at Purdue says when young soldiers are given responsibilities most people their age don't have, that can lead to a higher sense of self-esteem.
Were they here, you know, they might be getting turned down for jobs because they don't have enough experience, or they might be getting assigned homework in a college classroom or some other task that doesn't feel very meaningful at that moment. In contrast, you know, maybe this feels really different.
She says soldiers may then transfer those good feelings into support for the mission. McDermott also says for a soldier risking death, it may be psychologically easier to believe that what they're doing is right. For this Fort Carson soldier, the reason for his support is much simpler.
I don't feel that I should be over here while they're over there fighting. That's all there is to that.
Rob didn't want to give his last name, but he and other soldiers at Fort Carson may rejoin their colleagues in Iraq soon. While the military hasn't announced any formal redeployment plans, several soldiers say they expect to be sent back later this year. Jeff Brady, NPR News.